Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi, and today we are going to talk about one of the main international events on audio description, ARSAD, Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description, that will take place in Barcelona in April 2023. Fred Film Radio is media partner of the event. So to know more about audio description, let's say beyond its traditional boundaries, let's welcome Anna Matamala, Associate Professor at Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona and main researcher of Transmedia Catalonia. Hi, Anna. Thank you for joining us again.
Hello, Francesca. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us on Fred. Anna, since 2007, ARSAD has been, let's say, the meeting point for anyone interested in audio description. The field of audio description and media accessibility in general, they have experienced significant growth in recent years. So, speaking of past and present, Anna, where is audio description and where is media accessibility right now?
I think that media accessibility and audio description in particular has evolved a lot in the last years. As you were saying, ARSAD started in 2007. We were a very small group of people interested in audio description, and this has grown enormously. Mm-hmm. In April, we'll have our ninth edition of ARSAD. Right now, we have almost 100 people who have registered for the conference. Yes, it's quite amazing. I'm worried because I don't know if there will be enough room for everybody. But I think that the reason is that it's a conference very focused on audio description. It's addressed to both academics, but also there is a lot of industry representatives. And ARSAD is the perfect place to know how audio description is evolving. So we've seen in the last years, and we'll see this year, a lot more of technology. We see new developments in audio description, new users beyond the persons with sight loss. We see how audio description is done and delivered in new workflows, in new platforms. And we see, for instance, new environments like 360. So I think that from the very beginning in 2007 until this year, we've seen a big evolution in audio description and in media accessibility in general.
And I was having a look at the program of ARSAD 2023, and the titles of the different sessions of the conference, let's say, they represent this evolution and the transformations and the changes that we have been experiencing in the field of audio description and media accessibility in general. They are all very inspiring and stimulating. To name but a few, we have sound and voices, artistic practices, new audiences, new approaches. Anna, would you like to give us let's say, a sneak preview of the main themes of the conference?
Yes, the conference, usually we had a 1.5 day conference. This year will be 2 days because we received so many interesting proposals. Mm-hmm. They went through a peer review, but even so, we had so many. In this ARSAD, you will find first a panel on sound and voices with representatives from the industry, but also from universities. There will be a specific panel on challenges on AD, on describing difficult aspects of AD, for instance. We'll also look at audio description across the world. So we have experts from Brazil, we have experts from Uruguay, we have experts from Thailand, and so on. Then we have a session with different papers on artistic practices. And this year, which is quite new, we have, I think, about 3 papers on the audio description of dance, which mm-hmm. is quite new, together with museums and theater and so on. We have also a dedicated panel to technologies and tools, so apps, plugins, and so on. And we also look, and this is, again, another panel, at professional skills and certification, which is also a hot topic in the last years. Let me just briefly mention a couple of panels more. Mm-hmm. We have one on video games. So again, this is a new environment, how to audio describe for video games. We have another one about multimodality and about creative approaches mm-hmm. to audio description. And finally, and this is quite new, is a panel on new audiences, on new approaches, specifically on audio description or related modalities for persons with cognitive and learning disabilities. So I think it's going to be a fantastic asset with lots
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Lots of information.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and let me say one thing, if I may. One very nice thing about RSAT is that we do not have parallel sessions.
Oh, that's great. We're
all in the same room for 2 days.
That's great.
Then the presentations are short. So I know the speakers are not very happy sometimes. It's 15-minute presentation. But why do we do that? Because at the end of each session, we have at least half an hour for discussion altogether.
Oh, that's really great. Nice
because they are short presentations and a very nice discussion of all the people in the same room.
And this is generally an issue, you know, when participating in conferences, the fact that you need to choose whether to go and participate in one session or in another session when there are parallel sessions. So this is great. I know that speakers maybe are not so happy because they need to squeeze everything, you know, but as for participants, I'm sure they are going to be super happy. So, yeah, that's great. And speaking of speakers, I read that this edition of RSAD will start with a keynote speaker, Sophie Frilley, who will bring some insights from the industry and from a country where audio description has the best possible recognition, the César Award. Anna, can you tell us more about this award and about the keynote speaker, of course?
Yes. When every year in RSAD, we try to invite someone who brings something different to our community. And this year, we thought that it would be fantastic to have Sophie Frilley, who is the co-CEO of the French company Titrafilm, because she's a very experienced professional in a company with a long experience in the field of audiovisual localization. And they are also very experienced in media accessibility. And as you were saying, very often we don't hear from our colleagues from France. So it will be very nice to hear what they're doing and what she can share with us from an industry perspective, which I want to highlight. This year we have many, many participants from the industry, from people involved with platforms where audio description is more and more present.
That's great. That's great. And I think it's always important to have insights from the industry and also to create a kind of meeting point where researchers, so academics, let's say, can meet with practitioners mm-hmm. and professionals. And RSAD is a great place to do that. So thank you very much, Anna, for organizing.
Yes, and I think one good thing about RSAD is that we have so many people, but we are all interested in one single thing, which is audio description.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we are there sharing, and we have this year people from Australia, people from the USA,
that's great.
People from South America, and so on.
That's yes. great. That's great. So to all our listeners, don't miss our RSAD and all related events. Thanks again, Anna. It's always yes. a pleasure to have you mm-hmm. with us on FRED.
Francesca, if I may say just one last thing.
Yeah, of course.
I would like to thank all the participants who will be coming mm-hmm. and also especially our sponsors. So you are a sponsor, Fred, but also Bridge Multimedia, ERCAT, SUPTI, Audio Description Associates, ACPA, an Association of Persons with Disabilities, also helping us MAP. And also this event is organized by Transmedia Catalonia, as you were saying, and the Access Guide. So I think this will be possible because of all the speakers, all the participants, but also all the sponsors that are helping us. Thank you, Francesca.
A great group. Thank you very much. And as Anna was saying, Fredfin Radio is media partner of RSAD. So to all our listeners, don't miss our next interviews. to know more about our SAD, audio description, and the media accessibility in general. Anna, see you soon in Barcelona, of course. And this is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.